Welcome to the Paul and Griff Show. I'm Paul.
And I'm Griff.
And here we are back again. Project 99 has begun. Would you believe it?
They put a man on the moon.
Man on the Moon. How many times do you think we could get lyrics from that song into this conversation?
Oh, do you think Andy Kaufman in the wrestling match comes up?
Obviously, Project 99, for those who have not heard it before, we're looking at 1999, I'd be the greatest year in film, looking at the films and deciding what the greatest film was in our opinion. It's just our opinions, people, nothing personal. It's just an entertaining podcast. So basically, we're doing that. We have five categories: soundtrack, plot, original, and genre bonus this week, which is character knowledge, as it is somewhat of a biopic. So how much have we learned? Do we feel like we know more about him because of this film? That is what we're going to be asking. What is currently bottom of our 99 chart, Griff?
Currently bottom, controversial or not, is Office Space.
And what is top?
Can't talk about
Ooh.
Fight Club.
Bing. Yes, that's where we're
Oh.
at so far. So we need to know if Man on the Moon can beat this. How are you anyway?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm
I've
good.
just seen so hyped up for this Man on the Moonage that I didn't even ask how you were.
I'm good. I'm good. I'm ready to dive into this bad boy.
Oh. Or fly off this bad boy.
We'll fly off this bad boy. Oh,
You
just
want to
ask
do
a little
it?
bit of facts. A little bit of
Yeah.
facts. Let's do a little bit of
Pop,
facts.
pop, 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 pop,
Man on the
pop,
Moon
pop,
had
pop.
its premiere in New York on the 7th of December, 1999, and
Did you
then
go
came out and.
to
I couldn't get tickets.
it? I think I was at school.
Couldn't get plane tickets. I got like a ticket to the premiere, but yeah. Fucking
Yeah,
Virgin
yeah,
Airlines.
yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Fucking Virgin Airlines.
Were they competing in 99?
Probably not. And then USA, 22nd of December, 1999. Then controversy didn't come out until the UK until the 5th. Until May 5th in 2000s.
Oh,
But
but
it
that's
did come
why
out in
we flew to
99.
America to the premiere, right?
Exactly.
That's what's still sort of the thing.
The synopsis is easy. The life and career of legendary comedian Andy Kaufman. It was directed by Milos Forman, who previously did One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. But he sadly passed in April 13, 2018.
Not
It was
tonight.
written by Scott Alexander and Larry Karaszewski. And the only film I knew of theirs that they did before this was Problem Child. Did you watch Problem Child?
Oh, that's a great film, and Problem Child 2
And Problem Child 2. It stars Jim Carrey as Andy Kaufman, Danny DeVito as George Shapiro, Courtney Love as Lynn Margulies, Paul Giamatti as Bob Zemuda, and every now and then Tony Clifton. And a couple of taglines: the story of the man, the myth, the misunderstanding, which now seen the film, I kind of like. Jim Carrey brings the legend to life. Hello, my name is Andy, and this is my movie, which I think does it quite well. Had a budget, believe it or not, of $82 million. How much do you reckon it made? I'll do an easy one. Do you reckon it made a profit or loss?
I reckon profit.
Made a big loss. Gross worldwide, 47 million. It nearly like only got half its budget. Which I guess the reason like I didn't see it, like I didn't know who Andy Kaufman was. And I think I just got to double check. Apart from Cable Guy, which was, I suppose was a little bit dark. I think this was Jim Carrey's first attempt at going, dare I say, going straight. Not like slapstick. Oh
Yeah,
no, you already
no,
done
I
Truman.
agree.
Oh, no, you already done Truman Show. But yeah, Man on the Moon. was supposed to be something completely different. I don't know if that's why people didn't flock to see it. But I guess as well,
Well, I guess
like,
it kind of sums up Andy Kaufman's career in a weird way, isn't it?
it does in a weird way. It does in a weird way. Yeah, that was all the facts, so we can dive into it now. Obviously, this is the first time watched for me. I knew of the film when it came out. I was aware of it. But for some reason, I think I just knew it was weird and I couldn't be bothered to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things. I mean, even the name of the film, obviously, they used it because of the REM song.
Yeah.
So it's almost like the REM song, I think, came out in 92, I think you said.
Yeah.
And this obviously came out in 99, so it kind of like a reverse title. It's kind of weird how that worked. I had never seen the whole film. I knew of Andy Kaufman because of his Memphis stuff with Jerry Lawler. I've known of that, and I've seen clips of that, like real clips of that. And I've also seen parts of the documentary where Kerry kind of got too engrossed in this film and ended up being very Andy Kaufman himself in what was real, what wasn't real, kind of vibe. In the whole film through, because whenever you search clips, there's no clips that really make you want to see the film.
Yeah, that's pretty fair.
You're very much led to believe it's sort of a comedy. It's like a, and you're very much led to believe it's sort of a comedy thing. I don't think I actually laughed once.
I didn't laugh once. Cringed a couple of times, but yeah. For once, like, I cringed in a fascinating way because it was a biopic, and because, like, this kind of shit happens, I was kind of amazed by it. I was worried I wasn't going to like it because I didn't like the opening bit. Obviously, he comes out and he kind of says, like, hi, the film's over, and you get the credits. And then he's like, oh, like, you're still here. Okay, you're the proper people. Okay, here's the proper story. I was worried. I was worried early on. That thankfully, I tell you what, it wasn't boring.
No, it wasn't. It's actually a fascinating story. And what I kind of liked was I felt the way it was told, if you'd never known anything about him, was very much just like, it was kind of weird. Loads of craziness coming on. You didn't know really what was going on. And that's very much his act. And about halfway through, maybe a bit later, halfway through, you got to saw that it was pretty much an act. But for a lot of it, beginning bits, you were like, what the fuck is this? Like, why is he, you know, who is this guy just like, you know, not all there? Is he just like caught up in this? But he's, I think your brand is a comedian, but he's very much more of a sort of a performance artist.
Yeah, I think he lives for reactions. I think before we had Ali G and stuff like that, he must have been the original kind of person to kind of get a real shock from you, like, this can't be real. And then obviously when he did Full Ill, no one believed him because he didn't believe anything he did because everything was an act.
It dives so deep into the character. Like I said, people didn't actually really know what was real and what wasn't real anymore. Which is, you're getting crazy in itself.
It is crazy. I suppose a standout bit that I thought was funny was obviously his mate takes him to what he thinks is the to get him a prostitute for the first time. Just like, well, Andy, he's been easy all the time.
Yeah, he's here a couple of days ago.
Yeah, he's a regular. And I thought that was pretty funny. I must admit, even though I found the whole film fascinating, I would have hated to have seen him live. He's a bit out there.
Well, again, because he was branded as a comedian, and I don't actually feel he was a comedian.
I think he just wanted to entertain people.
Yeah.
And he wanted people to laugh with him, not laugh at him.
Like the fact you go to one of his shows and you're just reading the book.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's it's genius, you know, it really is genius, but it's not, you know, if you were to see a stand-up act at the O2 and they did that, you'd be fuming, but he just shouldn't. I don't know, I felt like he was branded in the category at the time, but he shouldn't have been.
No,
because he was so much more than that. Like watching his bits, I did find it fascinating, and was again, I wouldn't want to see a live show of his because you don't know what you'd get. Too unpredictable, yeah. I think.
That woman that you think was just having a heart attack, and then the doctor. I did think something's in on it because the doctor found to be a family member come up on the stage. Yeah,
I thought that.
And obviously Danny DeVito's got a big grin on his face. I suppose he knows the act. But yeah, it's just, it's all a little bit mental, really. And I like the fact that obviously Danny DeVito did obviously work with Andy Kaufman on Taxi.
Yeah.
So I guess it was kind of, I know he's an executive producer on it. I guess it must have been really difficult for him, especially him sitting at the funeral, because he must have felt like, you know what, I actually did this in real life, because all the cast were there. Apparently made the decision to, like, they were like, oh, how are we going to show you, like, in the cast of Taxi, because you're playing a different character? And he just said the simplest thing was just scratch me and make it that I'm not in the show, rather than have, like, I suppose a body double, like, that's blatantly Danny DeVito.
Well, it's the same as Christopher Lloyd was there, wasn't he?
He was. You know what? This only came out in 1999.
Yeah.
I found, like, Christopher Lloyd and Jerry Lawler, like, how they looked was like, oh my God, they look really good, like, for, like, how long ago it was. I think my whole time thing was because Christopher Lloyd looked really kind of like it was even before Back to the Future and that.
Yeah, no, they're damn good. And it was good that he didn't really have a prominent... He just literally was playing himself, playing the character, sort of just nestling in the background and that.
Which makes you feel like the fact they're on board, like, I suppose he must not have been the most easiest person to get along with, but I'm guessing the support, they're all there.
Yeah, but you don't know. But the thing, you don't know how easy it was to get along with. He could have literally been, as soon as the cameras went off, laughing and joking with him out the back. It's hard.
I found the whole witch doctor, like, when the whole blood and the thing, I found that very uncomfortable to watch.
Joe, I felt that was an important bit because he basically, obviously, was at a really vulnerable point in his life, and he'd done his whole life basically tricking people into everything they thought was real wasn't.
Mm.
And the bit where he looked down at the guy's hand and he saw that he picked up the blood and had the fake bit of chicken there and all that.
Mm.
He sort of looked at it and he realised that he'd been had.
Yeah.
And there was this real kind of sad acceptance on his face.
Yeah, definitely. Do you know, as you say, Jim Carrey going crazy. Do you know, like, for those scenes, Jim Carrey on purposely, like, lost weight and shaved his hair off for those bits. And he also refused to actually have wigs and all. He actually, how he looked through the film is how literally, like, he, I say, trained his body, is how he looked.
Yeah.
Which shows how, like, serious, because he was a massive fan of Andy Kaufman. And I can't imagine anyone doing such a good job. Obviously, there are videos on YouTube with reenactments of the scenes back to back. And I think he kind of nailed the character pretty spot on, if I'm honest.
I think he did an amazing job, really. He did. You know, it's a different... Is it an amazing film? Did he do an amazing job? Two sort of different questions. Do you know what I mean? But, like, I think he was... I think he was outstanding.
Yeah. Agreed. Do you know, we nearly didn't get him. Do you know who else was? There's two other people in the running to play Andy Kaufman.
Will Smith.
almost. One was Tom Hanks. Which I don't know. I can't imagine Jim Carrey doing it now. But I know Tom Hanks is kind of good in these things. And the other one was Nicolas Cage.
Cage would have done it.
Do you know why Nicolas Cage didn't get it?
He's doing Superman.
He refused to audition.
Oh.
Which I never thought Cage is a diva like that. He refused. I suppose back in 99, he's still high, flying off fucking Con Air, The Rock, Face Off. I suppose maybe he got a bit of a prima donna back then.
He might just didn't fancy. He probably just thought, give it me or don't give me, I can't bother.
It's, yeah. I don't even notice in the credits, Tony Clifton was listed as himself.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That's
which
clever.
I thought was, yeah, which was clever. That whole, let's just talk about the end scene and all that. I suppose it's the whole pun on the whole movie, really. Like, is it real? Isn't it? Obviously, he's dead. He's at his funeral. And then you got Tony Clifton on stage. And obviously, what's very clever is I thought, that's obviously his mate, Bob Zmuda, who sometimes played Tony Clifton to keep up the pretense that they're different people.
Yeah.
And then it's panning out into the audience and then just show him clapping. And I thought, you know what? I really appreciate that ending. And I thought that's pretty, it's not a massive thing to do, but a little nod like, yeah, I appreciate that.
It's just enough, wouldn't it, to like sort of get you almost like in a guessing state where you think, was he, wasn't he?
It's almost like the whole film, like, is the whole film real? It is all the bits done. But I think enough of it is true. Obviously, we've seen the reenactments. There's like 22-minute video on YouTube of all the scenes like next to each other. This kind of stuff did happen.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Courtney Love didn't really have a lot to do in the film.
No, she was like a semi-big role. She was sort of an integral part. But even she got, like, played twice.
She did get played twice. The whole wrestling, obviously, we're both big wrestling fans. What did you think the whole wrestling, the storyline of the film?
I think it suited Kaufman. I think Kaufman's natural role was in wrestling, where he could be sort of uncontrolled and all that. Because, obviously, sounds like him and Jerry Lawler were really good friends in real life.
Well, yeah, and I didn't know. I suppose maybe the film was more powerful for me because when they're all like falling out and they're wrestling and then he slapped them on the talk show, I didn't know that was a whole act until they sat in front of Danny DeVito and they're like, oh, they don't want you anymore. I would just come out and say it's a lie. Like, no, they don't, certainly not live, don't want you back. It's a crazy. If you haven't seen the film, sorry, we just butchered it and actually ruined all the fucking. I should have said before, watch it first. But there is nothing like it, and I'm amazed that Jim Carrey didn't get an Oscar nomination. But I suppose people don't take him seriously.
Yeah, and it's kind of like a thing that apparently he got so into the character, it kind of almost drove him a bit out of things for a while.
Yeah.
I don't think he did a film for a long time after this, did he?
He did Liar Liar, which is weird, really. It's weird, which I don't think helped. Because if you've got Man on the Moon in 1999, and then obviously, not Liar Liar, sorry, you got Me, Myself, and Irene, I believe. What's it? Where are we? 1999, Man on the Moon, and he did Me, Myself, and Irene, which is back to back. And obviously, if you haven't seen Me, Myself, and Irene, he plays a split personality person.
Truman Show before that.
Truman Show before that.
Which is basically about your whole life isn't even real. You're just entertaining someone else.
Yeah.
So it's a very like clever films, but it's some that could proper really get in your head films.
Yeah. And yeah, he's obviously done some dark films like after that. He's a very interesting character, old Jim Carrey. I always found it fascinating that he did Kick-Ass 2, and then refused to do any media afterwards because he didn't know of the gun use in the movies. He doesn't prone any gun usage. And I always question, like, have you not seen Kick-Ass 1? Like, it's pretty much like a very violent film. It's a comic book violent film, but gun usage is, yeah.
Yeah.
And obviously, he's only just had a little bit of a rekindlance with old, we won't mention Dumb and Dumber 2, but Dr. Robotnik in Sonic and Hedgehog. And he's obviously going to be in the sequel. And Idris Elba's going to be playing Tails or Knuckles. I think he's playing
Oh,
Tails.
could be tail, isn't it?
But you just think he's never been nominated for an Academy Award. And I think he's done some powerful performances over the years, but I just don't think he fits the Academy's yeah, I just think he's a bit shunned. I think if he's going to get a nomination, Man of the Moon, he kind of deserved, I think he deserves something for that. Which again may hurt a bit. These method actors that like refuse to, I don't know how long it took to make this movie. I don't know how the movie is cost them 80 odd million. That's baffled me a little bit.
Yeah, it
But
does seem a bit of a budget, doesn't it?
I know REM did the soundtrack. They obviously did the song. They actually did the score and all that, but that's a lot of dollar. There's not a lot of, I wouldn't say the special effects and all that. Okay, there's makeup when they Tony Clifton, but like, yeah, it's all a little bit weird, really.
It's a lot of money.
What else I got before we do the scores? I've got there was some deleted scenes that like got shot but cut. There was a scene with the cast of Taxi rehearsing for standing substituting for Andy. There was a scene Andy responding to fan mail from some attractive girls. Andy taking a girl on a date and acting so weird she asked to go home. After the Tony Clifton fiasco on the taxi set, Andy calling Ed Weinberger and thanking him for playing along so convincingly. Scene towards the end of the movie at the improv club where Andy resurrects his foreign man routine and is heckled by Zamunda posing as an audience member. That's apparently out there. And one day during production, a real medic was brought in to evaluate Jim Carrey after he turned up to the set with a bloody nose, claiming Tony Clifton had punched him out backstage. I think this is where, like, acting sometimes is people's art. I think Jim Carrey really did kind of
Well, this is
go
what
that
we were
extra
saying,
mile.
wasn't it? He massively got into it, but did he get too sort of into it? Like,
Yeah, I suppose when you're playing for something for so long, how do you, what, you kind of lose yourself a little bit, don't you?
well, yeah.
But yeah, and obviously, I think we already touched on the whole Jerry Lawler. There's rumours that even though there's rumours that Jerry Lawler and Jim Carrey fooled out properly on the set, but apparently, I don't know what to believe because yeah, apparently that was just a story for the cast, but Jerry Lawler's also come out and said no, he really was fighting. But as you say, I don't know if that's in support of Andy Kaufman and just a tribute in its own way. It's a very weird good film. There's weird films and there's weird good films.
Yeah, no, it's fascinating. Be interesting to know your scoring for this one.
Oh, let's do it. I was at the documentary you watched. Jim and Andy, The Great Beyond.
I'm sure it is this or that.
It comes on TV. The Great Beyond, featuring a very special contractually obligated mention of Tony Clifton. An hour and 34 minutes. A behind the scenes look at how Jim Carrey adopted the persona of idiosyncratic comedian Andy Kaufman. Oh, it's on Netflix still. I'll have to give it a watch as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna rewatch it now. Seeing the film, I would obviously rewatch it because I'll probably see it in a completely different light. But it's yeah, it's definitely interesting. Definitely
Definitely
interesting.
interesting. Well, Man on the
What do we?
Moon.
Yeah, Man on the Moon. Let's get this scoring going. So soundtrack, I went for 2 stars.
I went for three, but yeah, I thought obviously Man on the Moon didn't come on too long, but I didn't mind some of the score and some of the music on it. But
Yeah.
it was between two and three. I was bouncing,
Yeah,
but I
I
think.
was the sort of same. My main hold up was sort of like the best song in it is basically Man on the Moon, which is an amazing song. It wasn't made for the film, it was made before the film. So it's kind of hard
Yeah.
to really sort of give it that. But yeah.
Plot originality. Would you give it?
I went 5.
I gave it a five. I thought there's no. I've not seen
How could you
anything
not?
like it. There's nothing like this out there. It's original as they come. It's original as they come. And even though he was a very confusing man, the plot was very easy to follow.
Yeah.
Longevity.
I went for a 2.
I give it three.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, my hold up was there's just not a lot of knowledge about this guy out there, and I don't know. See, I don't know because I only knew bits about him, but I still knew bits about him, and I don't know if you knew nothing about him at all, how you'd cope with this film.
Yeah, I knew nothing about him, but I gave it a three, mainly because I didn't think there was anything that kind of offended me, but like, I don't think I'd watch it again.
Yeah.
There are good films where, like, you know what, I've seen that. If I was skipping channels, I wouldn't keep it on. That doesn't mean it's a bad film.
True, it's fair.
It's just like, yeah, I've seen that one and done. So yeah, I gave it a three. Cast.
Cast, I went for a 4.
I went for a four.
My thing is, I thought Carey, his dedication, you can't argue it played it right. And a lot of the other people almost come back that people are actually there in real life. So when you actually cast in the actual person, how can you fault that? Jerry Lawler playing Jerry Lawler, Christopher Lloyd playing Christopher Lloyd. I mean, how really can you fault that?
You can't fault it at all. No.
Exactly. Which means I should have really given it a 5, but I just couldn't.
Yeah.
There
Genre
was no Danny
bonus.
DeVito.
No, there's a video.
Genre bonus, we went for character knowledge. Basically, knew nothing about him. How did we feel we knew about him at the end? I went for a 3 star.
I went for a, I don't know if it's right. I went for a four because I felt like a five would be a complete like wouldn't do Andy Kaufman justice. I don't think he wants people to get him. But I think watching this, I kind of had a better understanding of him, but not, I don't think anyone would ever fully understand Andy Kaufman.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I mean, when you sort of bring it like that, it's kind of perfectly, you kind of got to know what he wanted you to get to know, I guess. But yeah, I went for 3 because, like I said, it was just a confusing level. It's still absolutely amazing film. It really is. I think some interesting little tally bits there. I think we definitely going to be pushing a few people. How's your maths doing?
Yeah, I'm on it now.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom. Here I come to save the day. From this thing.
Three.
Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me how you looked in the pond.
I'm not.
Andy, are you goofing?
I love it. Carry on.
I'll never say, baby. I was in touch. If you believe, they put a man on the moon. Man on the moon. Done.
Think so.
If you believe, there's nothing to be, Steve. Nothing's cool.
Wait a sec. I need to use the calculator. Is it the, is it, this is, I've got to get this right.
Ah.
Right.
What was it when walking with Steph in the woods? Yeah. You got beat by the apple good. Done yet?
I keep getting different marks.
For fuck's sake.
I know, right?
Egypt was trouble.
Right, I'm sticking to that. Right, I got it. Right, where's my score thing? Right, here we go.
Andy, did you hear about this one?
Do you think it's better than Office Space?
Yes.
Do you think it's better? Yes, it has been Office Space. Of course it has. Do you think it's better than Wild Wild West? I'm not gonna insult you. Obviously, Never Been Kissed and End of Days were joined on 27. Do you think it's beaten that?
Yes.
Yes, it has. Just beating The Mummy.
Oh, yes.
Yes, it has. Do you think it's beating Cruel Intentions?
Oh, I reckon we tied with Cruel Intentions.
No, it's beating Cruel Intentions.
There we go. Yeah.
Do you think it's beating Deep Blue Sea?
Yeah.
No. Man of the Moon comes in at 35. So you got at the moment you've got Fight Club on 40, Deep Blue Sea on 36, Man of the Moon on 35, and Cruel Intentions on 34.
Oh, I think that's fair. That's not bad actually.
That's not bad. It's kind of
I think that's where I'd put it.
I think we've done that kind of justice, really.
I do. I enjoyed that. I thought it was pretty good. If you have an opinion, that's fine. They're just opinions. We've all got them. But you can still talk about it on Instagram. Where can you find us on Instagram, Griff?
You can find us at Paul and Griff Show.
And where we all show love and talk movies, where can you find us on Twitter?
Find us at Paul and Griff Show.
See, that's where you can get involved. Tuesday is movie news, so come back for that. We'll talk about all the week's news, trailers, and just general little chit-chat. It's a nice little start to the week. And Thursday, we'll be back for more Project 99. Make sure you check out our social media, because we'll be announcing what we're reviewing throughout the week, so it gives you a chance to watch it if you want and have an idea what we're talking about. That's the thing.
Here's the thing. Have a good week. Thanks for listening. And, Paul can sing us out.
I'm just starting the whole song, right? Anyone you hear about this one?
Catch you there, everyone.